This is a question kind of for all of us. Why does America seem to have this big problem? You don't hear about all these kind of shootings in other countries, do you? Who wants to jump on that one?
Well, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth. I really think that it stems a lot from the breakdown of the family, and then just the amount of fatherless homes, lack of structure. And those in of themselves are a huge can of worms. It's just very, very complex. Like I said, that's my 2 cents. Just at the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a really great article in the Albuquerque Journal yesterday about New Mexico leads in rate of childhood trauma, which is stemming from adverse childhood experiences. And one of those adverse experiences is coming from a single parent home, a divorced parent home, that can really play into a child's mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Chief, what do you think? I mean, it seems like America's, since Columbine, there's been 200 school shootings, is what I heard this morning. I don't know how accurate that number is, but that's a lot of shootings.
Well, there are, and before I came over, I thought, well, I'm just going to go on the internet and see, just put in who's to blame for all of these shootings. And I come up with a list. I mean, they had the guns are to blame, parents are to blame, video games, mental health, Congress, the president, witnesses, FBI, lack of school security, the music, local authorities, the media, terrorism, and then the last one was the shooter. So on the list of all of these, where do you come up and where do you start first? What's most important and how do we get there? My main concern is I want to make sure my kids are safe.
Right.
That is the main thing that I want to do is when I go up there, I want to be able to say my kids are safe. And it used to be I could say we've done everything and we are going to keep our kids safe. And right now it's tough to say that. Mm-hmm. How do we go forward and make sure we do what we need to? I know in the legislature this year, they put a Senate Bill 124, and I sent a letter down and I was going to talk to it on the Senate floor, but the bill never even made it to there. And it was a school safety bill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money so that the schools can go in and do some things to help make things safer. But the schools can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. The parents can't do it alone. We are all going to have to figure this out and work together to make sure it can happen to keep our kids safe.
Yep. And of course, all of us in this room and all of our listeners, that's what they want too. If you see something, say something. That's the line that's out there. And, I was just thinking about that. I was at a hospital meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about strokes. And they have the be fast, and every one of those letters stands for something, so that it's a reminder to you, like the B was your balance is off, and the E was eyes, and the F was for face, and all those different things. So it seems like we could come up with something like that, that everybody knows, okay, these are the signs, and now's where I need to call and talk to somebody. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, I think it's it goes back to even some of the basic things. It's I would agree with my colleagues here. There's so many factors and so many things that try to narrow it down to just one is so difficult. We saw airport security just ramp up after 9/11, and our schools are just not equipped to have TSA agents. And short of doing something like that, it's so difficult. I mean, when evil wants in, evil gets in, and it's. I don't know the answer, but I think the bottom line is it's not just one thing. It's not just security at school. It's not just a policy. It's not just parents. It's everybody. And the bottom line is it takes all of us, and it takes all of us being vigilant. It takes all of us having awareness. It takes all of us communicating, even if it's a little thing. And what it really takes is partnerships. When we don't create the bridge between schools and community and agencies and parents and families, one little gap causes bad things to happen because we don't catch things and don't communicate. And I think it, like I said, it takes all of us. It's not just one thing.